This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Friday that every American who wanted to be re-evacuated from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan, with about 13,000 brought home so far. Speaking at the White House early Friday, Biden said the United States is committed to getting all Americans and their Afghan allies out of the troubled country. He said the United States stands by its commitment and they've made the people and includes other vulnerable Afghans like women, leaders, and journalists. Biden is facing criticism for a chaotic and often violent scene outside the Kabul airport as crowds struggle to reach safety inside. Evacuation flights at Kabul airport had stopped for several hours Friday because of a backup of a transit point for the refugees, a U.S. airbase in Qatar. However, President said that flights resumed later in the afternoon. The UN Refugee Agency says millions of Afghans caught in a rapidly changing and precarious situation are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance and protection. UNHCR spokeswoman says that most Afghans are unable to leave the country through regular channels. She says her agency welcomes efforts of several states to evacuate at-risk Afghan nationals through bilateral programs, however, also saying that these programs should not overshadow the urgent need for a significant international response to deal with the prevailing crisis. She adds that they should hamper or preclude the possibility for Afghans to seek asylum in other countries. UNHCR is calling on countries neighboring Afghanistan to keep their borders open in light of the evolving crisis in Afghanistan.